the big cheese. You're number one on the ticket top 10. Number one.
So what is with chick teachers having sex with their students?
Another one.
Doesn't it seem like this is reported more often than the male teacher having sex with the female student now?
Yes.
It seems as though the tide has certainly turned. Well, there's a story down in Florida. She is a newlywed. She has been busted for having sex with a 14-year-old male student. She had sex with him in her classroom. Her name is Deborah LaFave, 23 years old. She's got blue eyes. She's blonde. And she's a reading teacher at this middle school in Tampa. And she allegedly told her teen lover that she relished the danger of their taboo affair. She was turned on by the fact that having relations with him wasn't allowed. Her first wedding anniversary is on July 19th. She hasn't even made it a year.
It'll be a happy anniversary for those two.
She was charged with lewd and lascivious battery and lewd and lascivious exhibition. She's pleaded not guilty. The teenager told the cops that he had been a Virginian before his first sexual encounter this month with LaFave, which occurred on a couch in her portable classroom.
Portable classroom?
Yeah, it seems like a kind of a bitch to carry a couch around.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what she did. The youth couldn't keep the affair secret and told his friends and a 15-year-old cousin that he was having sex with, quote, a hot teacher.
Of course, it was probably the proudest moment of his life.
The cousin told police he didn't believe it until the teen said, I'll prove it. And then the boy got the teacher to pick him and his cousin up. And his cousin drove them around in LaFave's silver Isuzu Rodeo Sport while he and the teacher had sex in the back seat with his cousin driving.
Wow, she was full throttle.
Yeah. So rumors of this affair get back to the cousin's mother, who tells the 14-year-old victim's mother. And then when cops got involved, the boy confessed and agreed to let them eavesdrop on a phone call in which he asked LaFave if he should wear a grondom when they had sex. And she says, I don't know why you're worried. This should be the least of your worries, the grondom usage. So was she hot?
That was going to be my question. I don't know whether I should be interested in this story or not. I need to see a picture.
Well, let me instruct you to go to theticket.com.
Okay.
And click on Gordon Keith, and that'll take you to gordonkeith.com.
You got a picture of her?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to think she's hot or not.
What do you think?
Well, I'll let Craig make up his own mind without me tainting his judgment.
Without you what?
You know what I mean.
Huh. That's the kid? No, that's her husband.
Yeah, that's her engagement sitting.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
Click on the picture and you'll get some more pictures. She's incredibly hot.
All right, so is this 14-year-old a victim or a hero?
He is a hero.
Among his classmates, what do they see him as? A hero or a victim?
A hero. Did you click on the other picture?
Yeah,
she is. Did you see the rack?
Yes. I see both of them.
She's gorgeous.
Wow. This kid. What an early victory for him.
So what do you think about that, Giorgio?
I think it's really disturbing. I think it's awful on her part. And yeah, I'm sure that he's getting a lot of high fives in the hallway, or maybe he did. But I think that's...
If I'm my age and I lose my virginity to that girl, I'm happy.
Okay, but he's 14.
I can't even pull that high grade.
What?
Of...
All right, so how does that screw the kid up? Let's talk about that.
It sets incredibly high standards for him.